The bill passed the U.S. House on a vote of 363-40. It passed the Senate on a vote of 90-8. But in Wisconsin, all three Democratic House members supported it, along with Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And all four Republican House members opposed it, along with Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. While both parties praised the bill's funding for COVID-19 testing, they were divided on a provision expanding paid family leave. Democrats celebrated the change, while Republicans said it could force some businesses to close. Johnson was the most outspoken, saying Congress should have expanded the nation's existing unemployment laws instead. It likely won't be the last coronavirus bill to come up for a vote. The Trump administration has been working on an economic stimulus bill of around $1 trillion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.